Welcome to the Wicca Shaman Show. This is Clayton, and today I have a great one for you. Today's episode is over LSD and the benefits it may provide. LSD is a drug known for producing altered mental states, changes in mood, and a distorted sense of reality. It is a chemical made from the ergot fungus, a grain fungus that grows on the rye grain. The drug is sold in tablet form, infused onto sugar cubes, thin squares of gelatin, or blotter paper. LSD has a number of physical side effects, including irregular breathing, nausea, hypertension, and increased body temperature. It is not known to be addictive, but regular users develop a tolerance to the drug. Albert Hofmann discovered the chemical in 1943, and it is this day we get the holiday Bicycle Day from, because after Albert Hofmann accidentally ingested the drug, he rode his bicycle home that day. It was when he calmed down from the drug, he knew he found something huge. Today, LSD is a Schedule 1 drug and it is illegal. So I'm not arguing anyone should take LSD. I just want to provide an insight of light and an insight of truth about the drug. LSD has been a fairly popular drug in the United States since the 1950s. And in today's world, LSD and many other psychedelics are becoming more popular because of the internet exposing the benefits of the drugs. LSD can be a scary drug because it affects your mind, causing visual, audible, and even closed-eyed hallucinations. It will completely change the way you perceive reality. The more you take of it, the more it will change your reality. The high comes from within. LSD will show you your darkest closets inside. Some users experience ego death, while others will ponder on what they have done in the past that they did not like, and many times it will make you reflect on how you can change. Some users report only euphoria and hallucinations, but that is not common. The people who tend to have bad trips are because when high off the drug, it makes the user think about what they have pushed out of their minds for weeks, sometimes years, sometimes decades. It is a great tool for stopping addictions or even just becoming aware of what it is in your life that is bringing you down. You may think about ways you are bringing others down or things you are doing that is hurting your health. There is no telling what the drug will do, but it is very common to cause you to reflect. The LSD molecule is so similar to the serotonin molecule that it fills your serotonin receptors in your brain, giving you increased levels, therefore affecting your mood, appetite, and sleep cycle. It allows your brain to make connections further across the brain than normally does. It is this that increases creativity to the user. Fully legal research programs in the mid-20th century that involved tens of thousands of patients found that carefully monitored and controlled use of LSD may be beneficial for many mental disorders, personal and spiritual development, and creative enhancement for healthy people. However, after LSD was banned in 1970, clinical research to evaluate its medical safety was effectively halted until the late 90s and early 2000s. It is now 2020 and psychedelic research is kicking off like it has never before. Psilocybin, the active ingredient found in magic mushrooms, is even being legalized in parts of America because of the underlying health benefits it has to curing PTSD. LSD has had many recent studies. Most are still small studies, however. It has now been proven that the majority of people who take LSD have four things in common after. They report to the researchers that they are kinder after, that they have much more of an open mind after, they are more creative after, and are much less scared to die. Many researchers believe that it can change your personality for the rest of your life from just one single dose. Think about that. It is possible that the drug labeled as one of the most dangerous, could it make everyone's lives better? Maybe not everyone's, but early research shows that the majority of people, over 90%, are glad that they had the experience after taking the drug. For me, the most beautiful thing about LSD is what I would tell someone thinking about taking it In my life, my LSD experiences were the most spiritual experiences I've had in my entire life. I've had experiences where it has felt as angels were guiding me, telling me information to help me in my life. I've had experiences where it has felt as I died, and I got to experience death without ever dying. I have felt as I was part of everything in the universe. LSD is one of the easiest ways to get a taste of the spirit world and even bring wisdom from it. Researchers right now are running experiments on how to use LSD to treat PTSD for soldiers out of war. They've had great results showing that it will treat PTSD. LSD has also shown to be great medicine to terminal ill patients that are afraid to die. After taking LSD, 9 out of 10 of them are much less scared to die, and some say they even look forward to death after taking the drug. Set and setting are very important when taking LSD. Majority of the bad trips happen in public or scary places you should not be dosing at. It's best to be in a comfortable place with someone you like or feel comfortable with. Just these steps will prevent almost all bad trips from happening. I myself do not believe it should be illegal. I myself believe it is an Easter egg given to us by God to experience the spiritual world while being here in the physical. I hope research continues so people can experience the great benefits the drugs have to offer. Many people, after taking LSD, it opens a realm for them to explore for the rest of their lives. So what do you think? Is LSD as evil as the media and the anti-drug companies want us to believe? Or is it one of the best medicines the world has to offer? Let me know. Follow me on Instagram at The Wicca Shaman. If you have any episode ideas for us, send us a message there and I will make that episode a reality for you. Psychedelic drugs, I think, are very important to humans. I think we have been using them for centuries and centuries and centuries, and they are actually a huge part of human nature. I think we, especially in the Western world, we're losing touch of that, but I think we're slowly waking up to it, and I believe the research will continue for psychedelic drugs, and I also believe 10, 20 years from now, it will be much more common for a person to have an experience of a psychedelic at least once in their life. I think everyone needs to have that experience at least once in their life. It really tells you a lot about yourself. And not only that, you're going to see what things that you can't see without them, you know? It's a whole world that's right in front of our face, but we can't see it. But it's there, and if you take a psychedelic drug, you get a glimpse of it. Some psychedelics put you in the world. Pretty soon I'm going to do an episode over DMT, and that's a psychedelic drug that, I mean, you leave here and you go somewhere else, and it's more, everyone that takes DMT says it's more real there than it is in real life. It's crazy, and I'm going to do an episode over that soon. But guys, this is the Wicca Shaman Show. Follow us on Instagram. If you like hip-hop, check out our music, 7J2 Music. I have a lot of great episodes coming for season 4, so stay with us. I will see you guys next time. Have a wonderful day. Peace. We know this is the best podcast you will ever hear in your life. So share it with your friends. Peace.